Honey Shinabe do Ganin Misini Nabik Gibi a Shigiwe Omachi the Shindaman get in way winning on Waveni Jibi do Kunaguk Ojapuemo Yik Ojapuemo Tati Yik. This is Nabik and I'm back to talk about some Ojibwe language to get you speaking Ojibwe and speaking Ojibwe to each other. Aho, Gitamaji Tamin. Nungu mego niwi kanuta no o sa ketuin bidun minawa winitun. Those kinds of words I want to talk about today. Jaigwa ingi tashindan ishi anji chigadeg and wisini wasinit. And the examples that I gave in a previous one were talking about changing something from he or she is doing it and changing it into a noun type of situation where it would be the one who is. So we sine would become wasinit. So the examples that I gave were basically words that began with the E sound, like we sine and ni bawi, and they ended with a vowel, and both of them happened to end with I's, we sine ni bawi. Today I want to talk about ones that begin, words that begin with the E sound, but they end with a consonant, un sound. And things are a little bit different, but they're basically the same. So when you're asking a question, you want to turn it into obi dun, he or she is bringing it, and you want to change it to the one who is bringing it. So for instance, it's a good starter question to practice this, away nain, who, and who is bringing it. And it would become away nain badud. Away nain badud. Who is the one bringing it? So, you know, if you're having a potluck, who's bringing whatever, this is one way to say it. So when you're using a phrase away nain, and the action word starts with a E sound, and there's a lot of them, but we're going to use the word bidun to begin with. So when we say, when we're just making a plain statement, he or she is bringing it, we could say o bidun. O bidun, he or she is bringing it. But if you're going to ask who is bringing it, you can't just say awenin o bidun. That just sounds funny. You would be understood by people that are what we call sympathetic listeners, but it's not really Ojibwemen. It's just kind of Ojibrish. Awenin o bidun. So what we need to do is understand, how do we change this phrase o bidun into the one that is? Here's one trick that you can use, and there are many. This is one. Awenin badut. Now, two things happened here. The E changed to a ah sound, which is one of the points of my presentation today. It's called initial vowel change or first vowel change, whatever, however you want to think of it to remember. The first vowel sound is the one that changes. And the pattern is E sounds change to ah. So this is a little complicated because bidun by itself is the actual, is I suppose the root stem, or however you want to think of that word. When it's o bidun, the o on the front means he or she in a regular statement. O bidun, he or she is bringing it. O bidun George, George is bringing it. But we're asking who, away nain, and it's done a little bit differently. And what happens is it becomes awenin badut. Who is the one bringing it? And so the E on bidun changed to a, to badut. And the N that's on the end of bidun changed. We drop it off and replace that sound with a D type sound. Awenin badut. Awenin badut. Who is the one bringing it? Awenin badut. So two things. The first vowel changed, and we dropped the N and put the D on the end. a way named Badut. So, this concept gets a little bit complicated, and to break it down as such sometimes will give people headaches and stuff. But I've found that this is useful to be aware that this change occurs, because as we're listening, you're going to hear it all over the place. And it happens commonly when we're naming people, giving people labels, like the one that's standing, the one that's dressed in black, the one that's walking this way. All of those things we commonly do, and especially in storytelling, you're going to hear it. It also occurs in place names. So we hear it and we see it all over the place, and it's important that we understand what the change is. And it then becomes a tool for us, so we can expand our ability to speak our minds in our own language. So the difference between these two, and it's important to point this out, is Badut and Obidun. Those two, they're related, but there's a huge difference besides what they sound like. Badut, the one who is bringing it. It's not a complete thought. There needs to be, well, what about him? If someone walks up to you and says Badut, you'd be like, well, what about him? What about the one who is bringing it? So that's the difference. That's why we call it dependent, because it's dependent on somebody, on something else, to make it a complete thought. So you would have to add something like George Al Badut. George is the one bringing it right now. George Al Badut. George is the one bringing it. But when you listen to Obidun, now what we're saying is he is bringing it. So when you walk up to somebody and you say Obidun, he's bringing it, it's kind of done. It's a complete thought. It's a complete statement. You don't need more to complete the thought. Obidun, maybe somebody's name, Obidun George. George is bringing it. Okay, so that's the difference between Badut and Obidun. They're both talking about he or she is doing something. The one of them, though, is talking about the one who is doing it. Now the emphasis is on the person that's doing it, not the action. Obidun is more emphasizing the action of he is bringing it right now. Am I making any sense? I hope so. I hope I'm not confusing you guys. So let's look at some other examples. Let's use binitun, meaning to clean it. And if we're going to say he or she is cleaning it, it could be obinitun. He is cleaning it, or she is cleaning it. Obinitun Mike. Okay. Now, if we're going to change that to who is cleaning it, we could say awenenao banitut. Awenenao banitut. Again, the E sound at the beginning, change to A, binitun, banitud. The N at the end of binitun dropped off, and it becomes a D/T sound. Awenenao banitud. Who is the one that is cleaning it? Banitud. Binitun changes to banitud. And the answer would be George Aau. That's George Bonitut, the one that's cleaning it. George Aau Bonitut. So when you run into words that start with a E, like B, we, C, me, and they end with un, like bidun, winetun, binitun, all of those, this rule will apply to turn the action word into the one who is. The initial vowel, the first vowel sound, E, changes to A, and the N at the end, un, drops off to become a D. So, binitun changes to banitud, winitun changes to wanitud, binitun changes to banitud. And the change we're making is changing it into the one who is doing whatever. Okay? Pegiskiwi du kagoyeg. Nibuago o wita shindaman. Migwech apichibis ndawyeg, misini nabik. Me ew.